The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Bet. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. David and Ilana Meyer in memory of Nahum and Eliyah Sa'ala ben Hanna Alea Hashalom. Alav Hashalom. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. We are studying today's daf, Le'anu Nishmat Acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. B'Shem Hashem Na'aseh V'Nasliach. We begin today B'Si'atad Shmaya Masechet Yoma. Of course, the thrust of the Masechet discusses the process of the Avodah, the service on Yom HaKippurim, that took place in the Beit HaMikdash. Yoma is Aramaic for the word Yom. Yom meaning Yom HaKippurim. And therefore, our Mishnah begins with the process. The process did not begin on Kippur, actually. We're going to learn today the process began actually starting a week before Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah begins. Shivat Yamim Kodem Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mebeto, they separate the Kohen Gadol from his house, Lilishkat Parhedrin, to an office in the Beit HaMikdash that's called the office of Parhedrin. And what do they do there? So that she says on the top, Shivat Yamim Kodem Yom HaKippurim Mafrishim Kohen Gadol. Now again, the Kohen Gadol is the one that does the service on Kippur. So they don't bring him to the Beit HaMikdash on Kippur itself, but they bring him already from a week before. Shekol Avodat Yom HaKippurim Ena Keshera Ela Bo. The whole service of Kippur is only Kasher for the Kohen Gadol. Kedi Alif Behorayot Beperek Matra, like we learn in Horayot, that says Dichtiv Kabe Yom HaKippurim V'Chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oto. Which Kohen has the ability to atone on Kippur? The Kohen Asher Yimshach Oto, that was anointed. That's referring to the Kohen Gadol. Now the Gemara is going to say, what are you separating him for? Yeah, we'll go look at the picture in a second. Why are you separating him? I mean, what is the 7 day preparation? Lelishkat Parhedrin Kach Shema. That's the name of the office, as she says. Ubi Gemara Mefaresh Lama Nikrit Ken. The Gemara will tell you where they got that name from. So that's the first fact. Umetakenin Umatkinin Lo Kohen Acher Tahtav. The second thing they do is they prepare a second Kohen in his stead. Shemi Yira Bo Psul. Maybe the first Kohen is going to become Pasul on Yom Kippur. Either he'll become a Baal Keri, he'll see an emission, or some other Tum'ah that's going to render him invalid. So you have to have another Kohen ready in the wings that can fill his position. Now it's Masra from the Rishonim that they didn't take this Kohen for 7 days and do the preparations. They just had an extra Kohen in the wings just in case it was necessary. It should be pointed out, even though the Mishnah Pirkei Avot says that one of the 10 miracles that took place in the Beit HaMikdash was a Kohen Gadol never became Tameh on Yom Kippur. But still, based on the principle of En Sumchim Ala Nes, that we're not allowed to rely on miracles, so therefore they still had to make their effort and prepare a second Kohen Gadol just in case the first Kohen Gadol would become Pasul, so he would right away fill his shoes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheret Matkinin Lo, Sheme Tamut Ishto, Shne'emar, V'chiper Ba'ado Ba'ad Beto, Beto Zu Ishto. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only did they prepare a second Kohen, just in case the first Kohen is going to die, but they also prepared a second wife for the first Kohen Gadol, just in case the Kohen Gadol's wife should die. So right away, this second wife would fill the place of the first wife. Now, Why is that necessary? So the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, v'chiper ba'ado u'ba'ad beto, that the Kohen must atone for himself and for his beto, for his house. And the Mishnah says, beto zu ishto, implying that the Kohen needs to atone for a wife, then he needs to have a wife. So therefore he says, we suspect that the first wife's going to die, and therefore you have to have a second wife right there ready. So the Mishnah concludes and says, Amru lo, the rabbis told, Rabbi Yehuda, im ken en ledavar sof. Says, if that's the case, you're going to suspect that the Kohen's wife is going to die, there's no end. Which means now you're going to have to prepare another wife and another wife and another wife. So once you start suspecting that people are going to die over here, so then it's endless. Now let's read that in the Rashi. Let's read Rashi, Uba'ad Beto, Gabei Yom HaKippurim Ketiv Baharemot. Good, the Pasuk V'Chiper Ba'adu Ba'ad Beto is written by the service of Kippur. Imken, the Hayish L'Mita, that you're suspecting that there's going to be Mita, En L'Davar Sof, Sheme Gamzutamut. Which means maybe this wife is going to die also. And therefore the Hakamim, it seems that are arguing on the Biyu, that you do not have to prepare another wife. So while the rabbis are not concerned about a death, it seems they are concerned about tum'ah. Because they did say you have to prepare another Kohen Gadol just in case the first one becomes tameh. So when it comes to tum'ah, that already seems like a valid suspicion. But for the Hakamim, once you're going to start to suspect the death, then already there is no limit. Especially, it should be pointed out, that even though we do see in sometimes in Shas that the Hakim do suspect that Shemet Tamut, but in this case over here, it's in such a small window. In Zman Mu'at, in a small window, the Tosfot explains, we're not concerned that somebody's going to die. It's only in a 24-hour period. I mean, if it's a longer period, then already the Hakamim also suspect that there might be Mita. But in such a small window, between Leil Kippur to Motzei Kippur, to suspect that the wife is going to die, that already is far-fetched for the Hakamim. Now Tosfot on the top just gives us a klal. Our Mishnah starts with Shiva'at Yamim. It gives the number before the law. So Tosfot points out that you have Mishnayot that sometimes follow that pattern, that give us the number before the law. For example, it says in Masechet Baba Kama, Arba'a Avot Nezikim. It tells you the number and then it tells you the amount of types of damages that there are. But you also have different, like the Masechet Kiddushin starts off, Ha'isha Niknit Mishlosha Derachim. It puts the law and then the number. So therefore, Tosfos is just styled. Sometimes it goes this way and sometimes it goes that way. Obviously, our Mishnah chose the style of putting the number Shiva first. Comes the Gemara and says, Amen. Gemara, Tenanatam, we learned over there in the Mishnah. Shiva'at Yamim Kodem Sirifat Para, 7 days before they would actually burn the Para Aduma. Okay, let's review. There was a law in the Torah called the Para Aduma, the red heifer or the red cow, that they would burn it into ashes, they would add water to it, special water, Maim Hayim, and they would use it to sprinkle it on people that became tameh from corpse tum'ah. It's the only way to mitaher a person from tum'ah of a mit. They would sprinkle him on the third day and the seventh day of his process. But now we discuss that they had to prepare the para adumah. They didn't just go burn it and, you know, mix it with water. It was a situation. It was a procedure. So it says, just like they did for Kippur, a 7-day preparation, so too the ones that burnt the Para Aduma also had to be prepared for 7 days. And the Gemara says, Shiva'at Yamim Kodim Sirifat Para, 7 days before the burning of the Para Aduma, Hayu Mafrishin Kohen Hasoref Et Para Mibeto. They would separate the Kohen that was in charge of burning the Para Aduma from his house, Lilishka, to an office, She'al pene habira, that was on the bira. Now some interpretations, the Gemara is going to say the bira is actually the Beit HaMikdash. It's another way of calling the Beit HaMikdash. So they took him to an office that was in the bira, on the Temple Mount. Safona Mizraha. And the office of that Kohen that was in charge of burning the Paraduma was in the northeast, the northeastern corner of Bet HaMikdash. V'lishkat Bet HaEben Haitan Nikrit. It was called the Office of the Rock. Lishkat Bet HaEben. Why would they call that office of the Para Aduma, the one that prepares it, Lishkat Bet HaEben? What does a rock have to do with the Para Aduma? V'lama nikra shema Lishkat Bet HaEben. Why is it called Lishkat Bet HaEben? Shekol ma'aseha, because all the preparations of the Para Aduma, Bechli Gilalim, are made from, are used vessels that are either made from feces of animals, that's Gilalim, Bechli Abanim, or vessels that are made from stone, stoneware, Ubechli Adama, or earthenware. Not to be confused with pottery, but this earthenware we're talking is just fashioned from dirt. However, it's not placed in the kiln or the oven and finished like a regular pottery keli. What do these three types of vessels have in common? These three vessels have in common, they do not mekabel tum'ah. They are, they do not contract tum'ah. It's not like a metal keli that contracts tum'ah. So specifically when they were preparing the para aduma, they needed vessels. You needed vessels in the process. So they would only use either kli gilalim. Now, I interpreted it as Rashi says over here, it's feces of the animals that they would fashion into a keli. But some explain kli gilalim is marble. That's another interpretation. The Aramaic word galal is marble. Again, marble is not mekabel tuma. It's like a stone. Or stoneware. Or, like we said, they would use kli adama. Maitama, what's the reason why they would go out of their way, specifically by para aduma, to use vessels that are not mekabel tuma? Because really, on all other services in the Beit HaMikdash, they use regular kli matechet. You use either a gold vessel or a silver vessel. Para aduma, you're telling me now that they went out of their way to use special vessels. And that's why they called that room, by the way, Lishkat Bet HaEven. Because the primary vessels that were used in that office that they were preparing the para aduma were kli avanim. Why? So the Gemara's basically say like this, and I tell it to you outside. There's a law, which is actually a leniency, that the Achamim had by the Para Aduma. What was the leniency? They had, let's say a person became Tameh. He, let's say, touched the Sheretz. So of course he has to go to the Mikveh. Now normally, a person that touches a Sheretz, goes to the Mikveh, his Tahara is still pending until evening. We call that He'arev Shemesh. Like we learned in the first Mishnah in Berachot, that said Kohanim that became Tameh cannot eat Terumah until Tzedek Ochavim, even though they went to the Mikveh during the day. So the Hiddush by Para Aduma is that somebody that is called a Tabul Yom, means he went to the Mikveh during the day, but he did not wait until Tzed, he is allowed to prepare the Para Aduma. He's not allowed to eat Terumah yet, but when it comes to Para Aduma, the Hachamim said a Tabul Yom can prepare the Para Aduma, which is a great leniency that Para Aduma has. So the rabbis were concerned that such a leniency would breed a lenient attitude towards the other laws of Para Aduma. So they needed now to overcompensate somewhere else in order that this leniency of Tevul Yom is not going to lead to a lax attitude in the whole Para Aduma. So they were lenient here, so they became overly strict somewhere else. And where was that place? When it came to the kelim that they're going to use. So people would say, oh wow, look at this, we're only using kli abanim, kelim that don't become temeim. Okay, so Para Aduma is a serious item. That leniency is not going to lead to a more lenient attitude. Now I should point out that this was a great argument between Chachmei Yisrael and the Tzedukim of the time. The Tzedukim were those that did not accept interpretations of Hazal, Torah Sheba'al Peh. They took a more literal interpretation of the Torah. And in this case, which is one of the rare cases, the Tzedukim were more Mahmir than the Chachamim. They said that no, a Tibul Yom is actually pasul for Para Aduma preparation. You got to wait until Erev Shemesh. Yeah. Now, since there was a great argument between the Tzedukim and the rabbis, the rabbis would always try to show up the tzedukim. They didn't want their philosophies to become accepted by Klal Yisrael. So any time they were able to disprove them in a public manner, they would take advantage of it. That's what the Gemara always uses the Lashon, lehotzi miliban shel tzedukim, in order to uproot from the hearts of the tzedukim. So what did they do in this case to uproot from the tzedukim? They did something which was really unconventional in the normal standards. They went and they took the fellow that was going to prepare the Parah Adumah, and they were mitameh him on purpose. They took a sheretz or a nebela, and they were mitameh him. And they told him to go to the mikveh in the afternoon, and specifically, they would use a tibul yom to make the Parah Adumah, in order to show the tzedukim, you're wrong. So that already caused a much bigger problem, because the people would see, you're mitameh the guy? So now there was much more of a risk that the lenient attitude over is going to prevail on the other laws of Parah Adumah. So what did they do? They said, okay, we got to compensate somewhere else. So that's why they used Kli Abanim. And that's why that Lishka, that office in the Beit HaMikdash, where they prepared it, was called Lishkat Beit HaEvin. And now we read that all in the Gemara. Ditnan. Maitama. We start from the Maitama. Kevan Ditbul Yom Kasher Bepara. Because we know that a tibul yom is kasher to prepare the para. Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah para. Metameen hayu hakohen asoref et para. They used to purposely metameh the kohen that was in charge of burning the para. Umatbilin oto. And then they would dip him in the day, and before nightfall, lehotzi miliban shel tzedukim, in order to removed from the hearts of the Siddukim, Shayu Omrim, because they said, Bime'urbe Hashemesh Hayta Nasit. They said you can only make the Parah Adumah Bime'urbe Shemesh, the people that had Hayrev Shemesh. So therefore, Tekinu La Rabbanan Kli Galalim, Kli Abanim, Vekli Adama. So the rabbis established that you need to use these type of kelim that are not Mekabel Tum'ah, Delo Likbelu Tum'ah. Why? In order that they don't become lax and mizalzel in the other laws. So that's that law. So now the Gemara has another question. Now we're going to give a question here just on the location of that office where they prepared the Parah Adumah. It was in the northeast of the Beit HaMikdash grounds. So the Gemara is asking, why northeast? So the Gemara says, well, kevan dehatati vehatat te'una safona. But first of all, we know any korban hatat was slaughtered in the Beit HaMikdash. Where? In the north. That's a klal, that's a fact. Every korban hatat had to be slaughtered in the north of the Beit HaMikdash. Parah Adumah is called a hatat. Lemenida hatat hi, the Torah says. So therefore, we're going to follow it in the spirit of a hatat, and therefore we're going to prepare it in the north. Now, I want to point out, we just finished learning Masechet Shekalim, and we learned in Masechet Shekalim that they did not slaughter the Parah Adumah in the Beit HaMikdash. If you remember, we said they slaughtered it in Har HaZetim. Mm-hmm. They slaughtered it, the Gemara said, Har HaMishcha. So a Korban Hatat and the Parah Adumah are different in the sense that the Korban Hatat is actually slaughtered in the Beit HaMikdash northern area, where a Parah Adumah is slaughtered by Har HaZetim. It's just that the preparation of the Korban Parah Adumah, I should say, was done in the north, similar to the slaughtering of the Korban Hatat that was done in the north. But what about the east? So the Gemara continues. Uchtiv ba. And it says by the Parah Adumah, El Nokach Pene Oel Moed. After they would slaughter the Parah Adumah, they would take from its blood and they would have to sprinkle it on the entranceway of Oel Moed. So we know that the Beit HaMikdash, as we explained, sloped from east to west, right? The Kodesh Kodashim being all the way at the end, you know, in the west, that you're walking east-west in the highest point. Now, they would sprinkle the blood of the Parah Adumah at the entrance of the Azara, or the Hechal. So therefore, they would sprinkle it to the eastern side, due east. And therefore, since the sprinkling of the blood of the Parah Adumah was done towards the east, So therefore they put the office northeast, the north connected the Hatat, and the east connected the direction that they sprinkled its blood. So therefore it's like, it's just to keep in mind to everybody, what I was going to say, that we're doing Parah Adumah over here. So everybody knows to take this seriously over here. So the northeast reminds them, oh, this is the Parah Adumah situation, and therefore everybody will be on guard. Tikinu la rabbanan lishka safona mizraha. So the rabbis established a northeastern office. In order that there'll be a discernible, noticeable understanding that this is done for Parah Adumah, that's called a Hatat, and it needs the sprinkling in the east. And as she says, V'yasim lev liyot zariz b'ma'aseha v'sedr avodoteha. And the one that's doing will be zariz. It'll cause him to be a little more careful, a little more concerned and meticulous, as we say, in the making of the parah. So we explain that. Now the Gemara says, "My bira." He explained that it's in the northeastern office in the bira. What's the bira? So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Hana Bar Yuhanan Makom Aya Behar Abayit Ubira Shemo. That's not the name of the Temple Mount. That's the name of a certain area on the Temple Mount. It was called Bira. The Rish Lakish Amar, Kol HaMikdash Kulo Karui Bira. He says, the Rish Lakish says that the whole area, you can call it the Beit HaMikdash, and you can also call it the Bira. Kshne Emar, HaBira Asher Achinoti. David HaMelech, when he was charging his son Shlomo to build the Beit HaMikdash, David HaMelech actually purchased the property of the Beit HaMikdash from a fellow called Aravna. So he said, you take the land that I bought and you'll build the Beit HaMikdash. And David HaMelech referred to the Beit HaMikdash as what? Habira, the Bira Asher Achinoti that I prepared. Meaning, David HaMelech also prepared the, besides the purchase of the land, but he also prepared the plans of the Beit HaMikdash. So David HaMelech refers to the temple as the Bira. So that's Mahlok and Rabbi Yohanan Shlakish, what indeed is Bira. So it comes out of Botai, we see that there are two items that needed a 7-day preparation. The preparation of Parah Adumah, where the Kohen that would burn it, they would take him away already to this place 7 days before, and also Yom Kippur, the Kohen that would work on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara is going to question, where do we know this from? We need a biblical source. How do you know that in these two items, you actually separate the Kohen and the Sorefet Efer HaPara? So the Gemara says, Mina Hane Mile. Where is the biblical source that these two items need Hafrasha? Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Min Yomi Bar Chilkiya, Amar Rav Machseya Bar Idi, Amar Rav Yohanan Amar Kera. They're basing it on a pasuk in Vayikra. Ka'asher asa bayom hazeh siva Adonai la'asot lechaper alechem. Now, when they constructed the Mishkan, the Mishkan was actually inaugurated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Torah mentions that in the beginning of Parashat Shemini, when it says, Vayhi Bayom HaShemini, and it was on the 8th day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they inaugurated the Mishkan. So the Hakamim asked, 8th day of what? What do you mean the 8th day? It's the first day. It's the first day of Nisan. Why did it say the 8th day? It says, no, because there was a 7-day preparation that took place a week before the opening day. Those were called Shivat Yemei HaMilu'im. Now what did they do during those 7 days? That means it started from Chav Gimel Adar, week before, for 7 days. What did they do? They anointed the Kohanim with the oil every day, like we learned in Masechet Shekalim, of the 7 days of the Milu'im. They would also prepare the construction of the Mishkan. They would put it together and they would take it apart. So there was a 7-day preparatory between all the Kohanim, Aharon and his children, Moshe Rabbeinu, that they had. So the Gemara, the Pasuk says like this, just like you did for that day for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you took a 7-day preparation. So too for other things, you should also take a 7-day preparation. For what items? So the pasuk says, "Kasher asab bayom hazeh," just like you did for this day. Meaning for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you separated 7 days before. Siva Hashem la'asot, God commanded to do it. Lechaper alechem. Now, what does this mean? La'asot, to do it. Lechaper alechem. So the Gemara is going to doresh these two terminologies: la'asot, lechaper alechem, to do and to atone for you. La'asot elu ma'aseh para. When it says la'asot, to do, it's referring to what? The making of the para. That just like for the Mishkan, you needed 7 days beforehand to start preparing. So to la'asot, when you make the parah aduma, you also have to take the guy, the kohen, and take him 7 days before. Lechaper, elu ma'aseh yom kippurim. And lechaper is what? To atone. That's referring to the issue of kippur. So from those two terminologies in the pasuk, la'asot lechaper, we learned that these two items also need 7 days. Let's read Rashi, ka'asher asa, towards the bottom, b'milu'im. God commanded Aaron and his children to separate from their home 7 days. They sat day and night. And when did they start the actual service? On the 8th day. Then he told, okay, it's time. Go close to the Mizbeah, Aharon. Kashir sibal la'asot ledorot. Now this was commanded not only during that generation, but ledorot, for the generations coming up. Lefroz zayin lefne avodat yom echad. Which means, don't think this was a one-time event. Kashir siva, God commanded that this event will repeat itself throughout the generations. When? For the parah aduma preparation and for the Yom Kippur service. So comes the Gemara now, and the rest of the Gemara is going to just analyze this derash from this pasuk. Bishlama kule kira bepara lo metukam. Now, it's clear you could not have learned this pasuk only talking about parah aduma. Why? Lechaper ketiv upara lav bat kaparahi, because we know the parah aduma is not an atonement for anything. Parah aduma more is a process of tahara. It doesn't atone for anything. So it's obvious when this pasuk was written, it could not have been specifically and only referring to parah aduma. Because kippur is definitely in this pasuk, because once the pasuk uses the word lechaper, that's got to be referring to Kippur. However, ema kule kera b'yom kippurim ketiv. But maybe the whole pasuk is referring to Kippur. Who told you to learn that when it says la'asot, la'asot is para, and lechaper is Kippur? Maybe I'll tell you. La'asot, lechaper, it's all Kippur. Who told you to separate that, make one is para and one is kippur? You have to put kippur in this pasuk. There's no argument. It says the word lechaper, so lechaper has got to be in there. But who told you that the word la'asot is necessarily referring to para aduma? So comes the Gemara and says, Amre, you know where we really learn it from? Yalif siva siva. We have a gezerah shava from the word siva. In our pasuk in Vayikra, what does it say? It says, "Kasher asa bayom hazeh siva Hashem la'asot." Says the word siva, God commanded. Uchtiva tam, and it says by parah aduma, zot chukat haTorah asher siva Hashem lemor. So by parah aduma says the word siva. Ma la'alan parah, just like by zot chukat haTorah, it's referring to the laws of parah. Afkan parah. So to over here, when it says the word siva, it's also referring to para. Now, uma kan perisha, aflalan perisha. And just like in our pasuk in Vayikra, it's teaching us about the 7 days of preparation. So to my para aduma, it's referring to the 7 days of preparation. So according to this, at this point in the Gemara, the source of Kippur is from the Kapir Alechem. The source of Para now, it seems, is coming from not the word La'asot. It seems we fell off the word La'asot. Now we're learning Para from the Gezerah Shava, Siva, Siva. Now, I should point out that from the Tosafot later on, it's Mashma, that we're not falling off the word La'asot. It's almost as if the Siva, Siva teaches us how to learn the word La'asot. So either way, how you're learning, but they want to say that this Gezerah Shava is integral to learn Para Aduma. So comes the Gemara and says, and we turn to the Amud Bet. Ve'ema, maybe I'll say, Siva, Siva, the Yom Kippurim, Dichtiv, Vayas, Ka'asher, Siva Hashem, Et Moshe. Which means, maybe this Siva, that's written by the 7 days of the Miluim, who told you to make a Gezerah Shava to Parah Adumah. Maybe I could use that Gezerah Shava of Siva to a pasuk of Kippur, because by Kippur it also says the word Siva. So therefore, we're back to the question. Knock out Parah Adumah. That's the style of the Gemara. Don't learn Parah Adumah from this pasuk. Why? Well, you have Siva, Siva, in the Gezerah Shava. It says Siva by Parah Adumah, it says Siva by the Miluim. And I'll say, just like the Siva is 7 days, so too Parah Adumah 7 days, preparation, there you go. Who says, I have another pasuk by Yom Kippur. What does it say by Yom Kippur? The full pasuk is, Vayeta zot lachim nechokat olam nechaper al b'nei Yisrael mekol hatotam ahat bashana, which is Kippur, Vayas kasher Siva Hashem el Moshe. And they follow the law. Oh, so therefore, why don't you say what? Siva, Siva, to just include Kippur. Now you tell me, we have a Gezerah Shava over here. How could you just, is it by Parah Adumah? Is it by Kippur? What the Gemara is saying is, because normally Gezerah Shava is a tradition. You can't just make Gezerot Shavot on your own. The explanation of the Gemara is, we knew that there was a Gezerah Shava out there, Siva, Siva. That was the tradition. There's a Siva here by Miluim, and there's a Siva somewhere else that you could connect. Who told you got your tradition right? Who told you that you're learning the right Siva Siva? Maybe it's not Siva Siva to Parah Adumah. Maybe it's Siva Siva to Kippur. No, which means we don't learn the Chaper. Which means maybe I'll just learn it Siva Siva straight, all Kippur. And that would be my Gezerah Shava. So comes Gemara and says, Gemara says, Danim, Siva de Lifne Asiya, Misiva de Lifne Asiya. Said, when we make Gezerot Shavot, the more similar the Gezerah Shava, the more accurate, the better. Now, the Siva of the Miluim Pasuk and the Siva of the Parah Adumah have something in common. They're both mentioned before the action, before the actual procedure. For example, by the Miluim Pasuk it says, Bayom hazeh Siva Hashem La'asot. So the Siva precedes the word La'asot. By Parah Adumah it says, Zot Rukat HaTorah Shesiva Hashem Nemor, and then it goes on to tell us the action of the Parah Adumah. So therefore we'd rather learn a Siva from a Siva that precedes the action. However, En Danin Siva De Lahar Asiyat Mitzvah De Lifnei Asiyah. But we're not going to learn a Siva of Miluim, which is before the Asiyah, to Kippur, which is after the Asiyah. Why, what does it say by Kippur? Vayita zot nachem nukat olam nechaper, etc. Vayas, and they did it, kasher Siva. There the Vayas comes before the Siva by Kippur. And therefore, not similar. Yes, the word Siva is similar. But since the Vayas comes before, therefore we'd rather learn it from Parah Adumah to the Miluim. So we're back to including Parah Adumah from Siva Siva. Again, by Kippur, it says Vayas Kasher Siva. So the Asiyah comes before the Sivui, for the word Siva. Masha'ekim, by Parah Adumah, it says Zot Ukat HaTorah Shir Siva Hashem. And then it tells us what they did. The next Pesukim. So Siva comes before Asiyah. In the Pesuk of the Miluim, it also says Siva La'asot. Then you see, because before the word Asiyah, so it's more similar. So Parah Adumah's back in. Parah Adumah's back in. Again, what are we just trying to prove over here? How do you know you need 7 days?
For Paraduma, for Kippur. Kippur, you know from the word Chaper. And from Paraduma, we'll learn from Gizra Shava, Siva, Siva.
They're just playing. Huh? Well, maybe learn Siva, Siva for something else. No, we're always going to bring it back to Para. So the Gemara continues. Ve'ema Siva de Korbanot. Now we're going to take it to different items. Who told you the Siva is teaching you Paraduma? Maybe it's coming to teach you Korbanot, which means any Kohen that works in the Beit HaMikdash, he brings Korbanot Sibur. Tamid Shel Boker, Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, Korban Musaf of Shabbat, Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, these are Korbanot Sibur, right? Maybe the Pasuk is teaching like this, that any Kohen that works in the capacity of a Kohen that brings Korban Sibur, he needs to be separated 7 days before he goes to the Beit HaMikdash. Forget about Paraduma. Maybe it's teaching any Kohen that works in the Beit HaMikdash that brings Korbanot Sibur, you got to separate him 7 days first. Dichtiv, biyom savoto et bnei Yisrael. Because when the Torah teaches us about the Kohanim bringing the Korbanot, it says the word, on the day that God commanded, biyom savoto. Savoto is like from the word,
Siva.
So make a Gizra Shava like this. Siva by the Miluim, savoto by Korban Sibur, and teach me. Just like you needed 7 days before the inauguration of the Mishkan, so you need 7 days before any Kohen serves in the Beit HaMikdash to bring Korbanot Sibur. Gemara answers, Danin Siva Mitziva, Ve'en Danin Siva Mesavoto. If we have a choice, we'd rather learn the exact word from the exact word instead of learning Siva and Savoto. Yes, Savoto comes from the same root.
Same Shoresh.
Same Shoresh, but we'd rather get the same word.
Right.
By Paraduma it says Siva. By the Miluim it says Siva. Therefore, don't bring in Savoto. Now, if that was the only option, we might learn it. Which means, you don't need, this is the Gemara is going to say, you don't need, when you learn Gezerah Shava, precise words. The Gemara is going to actually show us, now, that we made a Gezerah Shava with two totally different words. One pasuk says Veshav, and one pasuk says Uba. And the Gemara makes Gezerah Shava, Shav Uba. So that's not even the same root. So the Gemara asks, what do you care if the words are not so similar? All of a sudden, you're so makpid when it comes to Gezerot Shavuot, the words to be similar. Ve'atana deber bi Yishma'el. Ve'shav ha-kohen, uba ha-kohen. We have a pasuk that one says, Veshav, the Kohen will return, and the pasuk says, Uba Kohen. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. And the Gemara makes a Gizra Shava, Shiva Bia, it's the same thing. So now let me just tell you the context of what this Gizra Shava was said, so you should know. This was said in the context of Sara'at, that were found on the walls of a house. Sara'at Abayit. The law is, the Kohen comes and looks at the wall. And he then puts the house in confinement for 7 days. After he comes back, if he sees that the tzara'at spread, then already the process is, he has to take out the bricks of that spot of the wall. He also scrapes some of the plaster around it, and therefore that's the process of tum'ah. Okay, he has to take out the rocks. He takes off the rocks, and he actually takes off the plaster. Now, let's say it comes after 7 days, and it just stays the same. Nothing changes. It didn't get smaller, it didn't get bigger. So then the deen is another 7 days. After the second 7 days, the Kohen comes again. If it got bigger, he does the same thing he did if it would have spread after the first week. Okay? So they learned this from a Gezerah Shava. How do you know that it's the same process after 2 weeks as if it was after
1 week?
1 week? So then Veshav Uba. Veshav is talking about when he comes back after 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Uba, they're learning, is talking about where he comes after the first week, and it's still the same, and therefore he has to come back again. And therefore we teach you what, that just like the Veshav, after the first 7 days, you take off the bricks, and you have to take off the plaster. So to Uba, when he comes after the second 7 days, you have to do the same thing. Gezerah Shava, Veshav Uba.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those two words are by no means
not too similar.
But this is Gezerah Shava. So the Gemara says, just like you did a Veshav Uba, certainly I could do a Siva and a Savoto. Siva and Savoto are much more similar than Shav Uba. And therefore, back to the question, who told you that you need 7 days for Paraduma preparation?
Maybe I'll tell you, you need the 7 days for the Kohen that does Korban Tzibur. Mm. Meaning every Kohen that brings a public offering, you got to separate him 7 days, put him in the office, give him a preparation, and then they let him go. So the Gemara says, oh. We'll speak it outside, then we'll read it inside. When are you going to say, if you have no choice, then already we'll start compromising on the words, siva, savoto. But if I have a siva, siva, why should I jump to a word that's only a root? Right? By the tzara'at, that's my only choices. Veshav, uba. I have those similar words. So the Gemara says, Hani mi di heka deleka di damile. That's only talking about we have no words that are similar. Aval heka di ika di damile. But we have words that are similar. Mi di damile yalfinan. We'd rather learn it from these similar words. Siva, siva. So in conclusion, the source of Paraduma, Siva of the Miluim, Zotrokata Torah, Ashish Siva Hashem, Lemor, that's my Paraduma, until you know that the preparer of the Paraduma needs to go 7 days before. How do we know Kippur? From the word the Chaper. The word Torah says the Chaper, what's the Chaper? Atom. Comes Gibran says, Lechaper, Elu Maase Yom Kippurim. Now we're going to start challenging that side of the Dirash. You tell me the word the Chaper is to teach me that Kippur means the Kohen that does the Kippur service in 7 day preparation. The Ema Kapara de Korbanot. Which means, you talk about Kapara. Who told you Kapara is Kippur? But the only Kapara in the Torah is Kippur? There's other Kapara, for example, a Yahid is the way that she learns. An individual goes to bring a Korban to the Beit HaMikdash. Korban Hatat. Korban Asham. Isn't this for Kapara? So maybe the Hadush of the Pasuk is like this. Lechaper, the Kohen that brings a Korban Yahid for somebody, which is bringing atonement, any Kohen that brings a Korban Yahid, he has to be separated 7 days before. Again, guy comes to Beit HaMikdash, he needs to bring a Korban Hatat. Who brings the Korban Hatat for him? He can't bring it. A Kohen. So maybe the Pasuk is telling me, all right, every Kohen that's involved in a Kapara situation, you got to take the guy first 7 days from before. So the Gemara says, that can't be. Mi yad'inan he Kohen mitrameh de ba'ele perisha? Do you know which Kohen is going to serve? That you're going to make perisha on him? Meaning, the way it would work is, you had a mishmar. You had a group of Kohanim. There were 24 mishmarot. Every week, another mishmar would serve. Right. And every day, they would split up the mishmar into what was called Batei Av. They would split up into six groups, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because you couldn't have all these Kohanim working on the same day. So they would split the larger group into smaller groups. But the point is, when it came to a Korban Yahid, what they would do is, there's let's say in the Bet Av, for example, on Sunday's group, there's 100 Kohanim. Now a guy comes in to bring his Korban Yahid. Which one of the 100 brings it? We're going to fight it out? So what they would do was, they would make a lottery. They would draw lots. And there was a whole procedure. The Gemara is going to even tell us later on how this procedure was done. It was like a raffle, lottery. This Kohen wins. So the Gemara is asking, how could you tell me that the Kohen that brings the Korban, you got to separate him for 7 days? You don't know who it is until that moment, until they do the lottery. And so that's not an option. So the Gemara says, Amre, the Gemara says, what? Alama, lo nivrele pirisha lechule mishmeret betav. No problem. You know who's working on Sunday, right? You know the 100 Kohanim? Those 100 Kohanim should separate from the Sunday before. And the Kohanim, you have the schedule already. You know who the Bet Avs are. That's already divided. So every Bet Av should separate 7 days before they serve. The Kohanim on Monday, 7 days before. You're right. Only one or two of them, let's say, going to bring the Korbanot at the end, maybe. But so what? Everybody's prepared.
Precautionary measure.
Yeah, as a precautionary measure, let the whole Bet Av prepare themselves from before. So therefore, how do you know the Chaper is teaching us Kippur? Maybe it's teaching us that the whole Bet Av has to, go 7 days before.
Gemara says, oh, Danin davar shekavua lo zeman, medavar shekavua lo zeman.
We'd rather learn similar to similar. things that have an established time from things that have an established time. For example, the Milu'im was an established time. It was done specifically on the 23rd of Adar, a week before the Milu'im. That's it. It was so to speak, you know, a one-time item. You can't do the Milu'im any day. It had to be done when it was done. It was Kavua. Kippur also is Kavua. You can't do Kippur in the middle of Adar. You got to do Kippur on Yud Tishri. Right. Therefore, I'd rather learn, so I'm trying to learn that you need a seven-day preparation, similar to similar. Just like you need a seven-day preparation for a davar that's kavua, meaning the inauguration day of the Mishkan, which is kavua, so do I need a seven-day preparation for a davar of Kippur.
However, la'apuke korbanot, v'chol yoma itneu.
Every day there's korbanot. Korban in the Beit HaMikdash is not a designated day. Is one day designated for korban? No.
Every day.
You can bring the korbanot
almost
technically every day of the year. So therefore, if it's a choice between something that's kavua to not kavua, I'm going to learn kavua to kavua. So we're back to adding Kippur into the derash. So the Gemara asks, wait.
Ve'eba regalim.
Okay, you want stuff that's set? Okay. The three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Didn't they bring korbanot on those holidays? Of course they brought korbanot. And it's a set day. So therefore, maybe I'll say like this. Lechaper is teaching me what? That just like you needed 7 days before the Akamat HaMishkan, so too the Kohanim that work under the Galim, which are set days, also they have to go 7 days before and prepare.
The Gemara says, "Danin davar shenoheg pam achat b'shana, medavar anoheg pam achat b'shana." La'apukei regalim de'la'av pam achat b'shana ninu.
Gemara says all of it. Got to be more specific. We're going to learn things that happen once a year from things that happen once a year, as opposed to the regalim that happen three times a year. Now, we're talking about regalim now. We didn't get the Pesach yet. There's three holidays. At this point, the Gemara is learning all the regalim. Now, let's analyze what this Gemara is saying. Milu'im. How often was the Milu'im done? The 7 days before the Hakamat HaMishkan?
Once.
It was done once. Kippur is done
once a year.
So it is a little different. The Gemara is mashma from the Lashon over here. Just like the Milu'im is done every year, so too we'll learn Kippur that's done every year. But it's really not. So the Mefashim, the Ritva explains over here, means like this. It was done once before the Mishkan. It was done once before Bayit Rishon. Bet HaMikdash was done once when they did Bayit Sheni. And therefore, even during Bayit Sheni, did it twice. Because during the times of the second Bet HaMikdash, the Hashtonim had to re-inaugurate it the second time. Which means it's done once a cycle. Once a Mishkan, once a Bet HaMikdash. That's what it means every year. Which means it's done every time you need to do it. You do it once a year and then it's done. Similar to Kippur, which is done once a year. That's the cycle of Kippur. But I'm not going to learn Shalosh Regalim.
No.
Because Shalosh Regalim is three times a year. It's multiple. So the Gemara says, fine. The Ema Regel Lehad. Okay, so you know what? Do one Regel. Don't do all three Regalim. Which means, pick a Regel, arbitrarily. For example, take Pesach. And say, just like the Milu'im was done once a year, and you need 7 day preparation, so to what? Pesach. The Kohanim, they're going to work on Pesach. They got to prepare from 7 days before. The Gemara says, hold on, who told you Pesach, by the way? The Gemara says, V'chitema lo yad'inan heminayu. Which one are you going to pick? I hagamasot. Maybe I'll pick Hagamasot. Why? Ho'il upatach bo akatuf tehillah. Because that comes first. It Hagamasot is more, right? Pesach is the first holiday in Nisan. I Hagasukot ho'il umirubeh mitzvato. Or maybe I'll pick Sukkot because you have a lot of mitzvot on Sukkot. You have the lulav and the minim and the species. You have the mitzvah of arava that they used to walk around the mizbeah. You have the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim, the pouring the water of the mizbeah. So the Gemara is saying, well, first of all, if you want to pick one holiday, you're going to have to analyze which one you're going to pick.
Which is closer.
You're going to pick Pesach, which is the first, or you're going to pick Sukkot, which is the most prevalent with mitzvot. Look at
Rashi, I Hagamasot, it's towards the bottom. Kilomar, Yesh Lecha Lomar Shal Hagamasot Ne'emar, Hoilu Patach Bo Tehila Bechol Makom.
It's always, Pesach always starts off the Pesukim of the holidays.
Or Al Hagasukot, Hoilu Mirubam Mitzoto Besukah, Lulav, Araba, Nisukhamayim,
which means which one you're going to pick.
So Gemara says, it's like saying you can pick one of these two. Either you'll pick Pesach or you'll pick Sukkot,
which means we now have a question. You want to tell me from the word Lechaper by the Minu'im, it's to include Kippur. Who told you? Maybe the Lechaper is coming to include one of the Regalim. Which one? Pick your choice. You want to pick Pesach? But Pesach makes sense. You want to pick Sukkot? Pick Sukkot also makes, but pick one of the, pick one.
So the Gemara says, no. Ela danin perishat shiva'a liyom ehad, me perishat shiva'a liyom ehad. Ve'en danin perishat shiva'a li shiva'a, me perishat shiva'a liyom ehad.
In the Miluim, it was 7 days preparation for what?
One day.
For one day. That's one day. Kippur is the same thing. It will be a 7 day preparation for one day. Whereas if you did it on the regel, it would be a 7 day preparation for 7 days. Pesach being 7 days, Sukkot being 7 days. So therefore, not similar. Again, not similar. It's more similar to learn to Kippur.
Huh?
Yes, the korbanot were for kapara as well. Yes, they brought korbanot for kapara. Adai, lechaper, it says.
So comes the Gemara and says, Gemara is going to ask a similar question. Gemara says, Ve'ema Shemini.
Maybe it's referring to Shemini Atzeret. Because Shemini Atzeret is a one day holiday. Right, separate. You have Sukkot, and then the eighth day of Sukkot is Shemini Atzeret. Separate holiday. So therefore, who told you Kippur? Maybe it's Shemini Atzeret.
So the Gemara says, the Pirishit Shiva Al Yom Ehad,
and it's teaching me what? Do 7 day preparation for that day, meaning, again, the Kohanim that are bringing the Korbanot on that day, Shemini Atzeret, they separate 7 days before to bring those Korbanot.
So the Gemara says, Danin davar she'en kedusha lefanav, medavar she'en kedusha lefanav. Ve'en danin davar she'esh kedusha lefanav, medavar she'en kedusha lefanav.
Gemara says like this. The Miluim of the Mishkan. Those, that day of the Hakamat Mishkan, that's the Yom Tov, let's say, that's the holiday. Before it, is nothing. Just like Kippur, before Kippur, Chol. So they're similar in the sense that the day is
holy,
but before it is not. Mashiachin, if you learn from Shemini Atzeret, yes, Shemini Atzeret is Kodesh, but you know what? The days before also Kodesh. Not similar. I'd rather learn Kippur from Miluim, because just like the day of Hakamat the Mishkan, what was, it's not sandwiched in Kiddusha, what before it was Chol, so to Kippur, what before it was Chol, Mashiachin Shemini Atzeret, before Shemini Atzeret is not Chol, it's Kodesh, it's Sukkot, not similar.
So the Gemara says, hold it. Ve'lav kal v'chomer,
isn't it a kal v'chomer? Which means, let's analyze it ourselves. If in a case
right.
where it's just a hole. For example, before Kippur, Kippur is not surrounded by Kodesh. It itself is Kodesh, but before it is hole. And still you need 7 days
right.
to prepare for it. Kal v'chomer a day like Shemini Atzeret. That in itself is Kodesh, and is preceded by Kodesh.
Should also
you should need 7 days of preparation. I mean, if it's a kal v'chomer, it means on a day that is whole to Kodesh, you tell me you need 7 days. On something that is actually Kodesh, and it's preceded by Kodesh,
should
also more, so you should say you need seven.
So the Gemara says, Hashta. Davar she'en kedusha lefanav ba'ei perisha.
Now you tell me an item that doesn't have kedusha before. For example, miluim, right? You tell me what you don't need perisha. You need perisha.
Davar she'esh kedusha lefanav lo kol she'ken.
An item like Shemini Atzeret, Kol Shekein, and that's Kedusha from before. It certainly you should need a Pidisha. What's the logic of Pidisha?
It's holy.
You're preparing for something important. You can't just go into the day. You need 7 days preparation. So the Gemara is saying, if you want to tell me that the Miluim, it's 7 days for that one item. Yayibayum Shemini. Aleph Nisan. Now, before Aleph Nisan, there's nothing. For Al Nisan, it's Chol. What was that day? And you tell me it doesn't matter. For that one day, you're going to need 7 days preparation. Kal v'chomer, when it comes to Shemini Atzeret. Shemini Atzeret is one day, correct? Now, before Shemini Atzeret, it's Kodesh as well. So it's surrounded by Kedusha. Once it's surrounded by Kedusha, it gives more Kedusha to the day itself because it's not, it doesn't stand alone. It's surrounded by Kedusha. All the more so you should need 7 days. So the Gemara is going to answer to this. Two answers. Gemara says, Amar Rav Mesharshia, Lo hazeh ketiv kazeh. If you look at the pasuk that's written by the Miluim, what does it say? Ka'asher asa bayom hazeh. So they learn from, like they did on this day. So the Gemara says, kazeh. The Gemara makes a derasha. It has to be kazeh like this. Just like the day of the Hakamat Mishkan, that day was holy and there was no holiness before, so to only days like that. Kippur, that's holy but there's no holiness the day before. Mm-hmm. What about Shemini Atzeret? You're right, beautiful Kavahomer you got, but you know what? I got to get Zerat Tekatuf. The Pasuk says Hazeh.
Like this one.
And Hazeh teaches me Kazeh, like this. What about my Kavahomer? You're right, beautiful logic on your Kavahomer. But if I have a Gezerat Tekatuf that tells me only items like this, it's finished. There's nothing to talk about a Kavahomer. And what's the Kazeh teaching me? Only items that the day themselves are Kodesh, but before it they're not preceded by Kodesh. Items like that, you need a 7 day preparation. But if it's like a Shemini Atzeret, that in itself is Kodesh, and before it is Kodesh, items like that, you don't need 7 days. So the key word over here being Hazeh. So let's stop at this point. Comes out, at this point to the Gemara, we're really only answering one question throughout this whole Shi'ud. How do you know that Kippur and Parah Aduma need the 7 day preparation? So you're telling me, Lemaskana over here, Parah Aduma is actually learned from Siva, Siva, Gezerah Shava, and Kippur I'm learning from the word Lechaper. I had a question. If Kippur is in the mix, certainly you should put Shemini Atzeret, for example, in the mix, because it's got the one day, like Kippur. But it's even better than Kippur in the sense that it's preceded by a Kedusha. Terat HaMesharshia comes along and says, you're right, it's a good Kavahomer. But I have a word in that pasuk that says, Hazeh, teach me Kazeh. It has to be exactly like the Miluim. Which means, just like the Hakamat HaMeshkan day was one day that was not preceded by Kedusha, only days that were one day not preceded by Kedusha. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. 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 Amen.